Welcome to XY Files podcast. I'm Vladimir Kotlov, MD, the founder of Vidma, with a medical background in urology and deep expertise in male hormone optimization and fertility. Today, we're diving into the OnCloud X3. Most guys want one pair of shoes that can do everything: drive to the gym, handle squats, survive a quick treadmill run, maybe look decent enough for the coffee stop after. I understand the appeal. We all like a clean solution. The problem is that your body does not care how elegant your shoe closet is. In lifting, you usually want a firmer base, so force goes into the floor instead of disappearing into foam. In running, you need some compliance because every step sends force back up the chain, often well above body weight. That tension is the whole story with the Cloud X3. It is trying to be two things at once. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it works just enough. I talk to active men about this more than you might expect for a hormone clinic. A guy comes in because his energy is off or recovery is lousy, and somewhere in the conversation we end up talking about how he trains. A lot of these men are doing concurrent training. A few strength sessions a week, a couple short runs, maybe some circuits, maybe Saturday pickup basketball, which is usually when the calf strain makes its dramatic entrance. And the question is always some version of this: can I wear one shoe for all of it? My answer is usually yes, with an asterisk the size of Texas. The central trade-off is simple: stability versus cushioning. Think about carrying a heavy grill from the garage to the backyard. You would rather stand on concrete than on a mattress. The more compressible the surface, the more your body has to work just to stay organized. That matters during squats, deadlifts, lunges, sled pushes, anything where you want clean force transfer. There was a 2012 paper in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research showing that lifters actually changed their squat mechanics when they wore lifting shoes. Footwear changes movement. It is not cosmetic. Running asks for something else. During the stance phase of running, the foot is absorbing repeated impact loads, and a classic paper in Acta Physiologica Scandinavica showed ground reaction forces rising as speed rises. So a hard-soled lifting shoe is great if your goal is a heavy pull. It is a lousy friend on a run. On the other hand, a soft daily trainer can feel comfortable jogging, then a little squishy and vague once you load a barbell. If you have ever felt your feet wobble in a soft running shoe during split squats, you already know this. That is why I would judge the Cloud X3 as a hybrid first, not as a pure runner and not as a pure lifter. And in that hybrid category, it leans a bit more toward the gym side. Not all the way, just enough. If your week looks like moderate lifting and short runs, usually around 1 to 4 miles, the shoe makes sense. If your week is built around heavy deadlifts, maximal squats, or longer mileage, this is where the compromise starts to show. The Cloud X3 is not trying to replace a dedicated lifting shoe or a true daily trainer. It is a middle ground. Useful middle ground, if you use it for the right job. The first reason it works at all is the Cloud Tech sole. Those hollow pods are meant to compress on impact, absorb some shock, then firm up during push-off. In plain English, that means the shoe tries to soften the landing without feeling like a marshmallow. For short runs, that can be enough. For gym work, the firmer ride is actually helpful. It keeps the platform more predictable than a plush running shoe. A 2006 paper in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise linked certain impact loading patterns with tibial stress fracture risk in runners, which is a reminder that how force hits your legs matters. But more softness is not always the answer. It depends on how the shoe changes your mechanics. When I was younger, I used to think softer always meant safer. It sounds reasonable. Your joints hurt, add more cushion. Problem solved. Real life is messier. A 2018 paper in Scientific Reports found that highly cushioned shoes, in some runners, actually increased leg stiffness and amplified impact loading. That does not mean cushioning is bad. It means your body adapts to the shoe and sometimes it adapts in a way you did not expect. The Cloud X3 avoids some of that by feeling firmer and lower to the ground than a maximal running shoe. Some men love that. Some men try them on and immediately decide their feet would like a formal complaint filed. The second piece is the speedboard inside the midsole. On paper, it is a semi-rigid plate. On foot, it gives the shoe a snappier feel. A study from 2000 in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise found that changing midsole bending stiffness can alter lower limb energetics and performance measures like jump height. Think about it this way. There is a small springy board living inside the shoe. Land on it, it bends a bit. Push off, it gives some of that energy back. In box jumps, burpees, and quick gym transitions, that can feel nice. During static lifting, it also adds a little torsional rigidity, which helps the shoe feel more planted than a soft trainer. That does not make it a lifting shoe. I want to be very clear on that point. If you are chasing a squat personal record or a heavy deadlift where every millimeter of stability matters, use the right tool. A hybrid shoe is like a good multi-tool in your truck. Very handy. Better than nothing. Not what you reach for when you need the exact wrench and you know it. The third reason some guys like the Cloud X3 is the lower stack and better ground feel. There was a British Journal of Sports Medicine paper in the 1990s showing athletic footwear can affect balance in men. This makes sense. The thicker the shoe under your foot, the more sensory information you mute. Thick shoes can feel a little like oven mitts on your feet. You are insulated, but you are also less aware. The Cloud X3 sits lower than many modern running shoes, and that improves proprioception. Single leg work, lateral movement, quick changes of direction, a lot of men feel more connected to the floor in this shoe. That same feature creates the main limitation. A neutral shoe with less structure asks more from your foot and lower leg. If you have strong intrinsic foot muscles, decent ankle control, and a neutral or only mildly flexible arch, that can feel natural. If you overpronate, have flexible flat feet, or your posterior tibialis tendon is already doing too much overtime, this shoe may feel less supportive as sessions get longer or heavier. Every week I see some version of this in training conversations. The shoe is not bad. It is just asking the wrong foot to do the wrong job for too long. Let me give you the guy this shoe fits best. He is in his 30s or 40s. He works a full day. He wants to lift 3 times a week and squeeze in a short run after, or maybe do a circuit with jumps, carries, lunges, and a mile or two on the treadmill. He is not training for a half marathon. He is not trying to pull 600 pounds. He wants one pair that can handle mixed sessions without feeling sloppy. For that man, the Cloud X3 is a pretty reasonable solution. It is firm enough to keep gym work honest and cushioned enough for short runs. That is its lane. Now let me give you the guy who usually struggles in it. He is heavier or newer to running or both. He buys the shoe because it looks athletic and he likes the idea of a hybrid. Then he decides his first week in them is also a great time to start doing 3-mile runs after leg day. A week later, he has medial shin tenderness, maybe some arch fatigue, maybe calf tightness that feels weirdly persistent. That is not a moral failure. That is tissue capacity. The shoe is lower profile and less structured than what his body is ready for. Men with flexible flat feet often notice this first. Men with wide forefeet notice it second, when the lateral foot starts cramping because the fit feels narrow. And then there is the serious lifter. If your primary goal is maximal strength work, the Cloud X3 is not the shoe I would choose. During heavy lifts, you want a stable base, minimal compression, and predictable force transfer. Compressible foam steals some certainty. Maybe not on a moderate set of goblet squats. On a heavy barbell lift, yes, enough to matter. The same applies in the other direction. If your primary goal is weekly mileage, especially longer runs, the Cloud X3 is not plush or forgiving enough for most men. It can handle the warm-up jog and the short run home. It is not built to be your long-run companion through 10 miles and a questionable life choice. A quick note on the Cloud X3 versus the X4, because I get asked that too. The X3 feels a little more flexible and a bit more forgiving on short runs. The X4 shifts more toward gym focus. So if you already have the X3 and you use it for mixed training, you are not missing some magic just because there is a newer number on the box. If your workouts are mostly gym-based and the run portion is more of an afterthought, the X4 makes more sense. But for the classic hybrid user, the X3 is still a very defensible choice. Here is what most guys do not realize. The first sign a shoe is wrong for you is usually not dramatic pain. It is a pattern. The same hot spot on the forefoot after every workout. Heel slippage during lunges. Lateral foot cramping halfway through a circuit. Your knees drifting inward more than usual when you squat, especially as you fatigue. Those are mismatch signals. Small, but useful. Medial shin pain is one of the more important ones. If the inside of your shin feels tender after a 2 to 4 mile run or the morning after, pay attention. That can mean your loading pattern, training volume, or shoe choice is outpacing your current tissue tolerance. The Cloud X3 is fine for short runs in the right person. It is not a free pass to double your mileage because the marketing looked energetic. Heel slippage matters too. If your heel is moving during sled pushes or step-ups, your rear foot is not being held well enough, and power transfer gets messy. It also increases friction, which is how you end up learning far too much about blister care. Lateral foot cramping is another clue, especially in men with broader forefeet. Sometimes that is just fatigue. Sometimes it is a fit problem. If the shoe is squeezing the front half of your foot, those smaller stabilizing muscles work harder and complain early. Hot spots on the toes or the ball of the foot usually mean friction or poor lockdown. Knee wobble is a little more complicated. The shoe can contribute, but technique, fatigue, hip strength, and load matter more. I do not like blaming footwear for everything. It is rarely that simple. But if your knees track well in one shoe and not in another, that is useful information. The safest way to test a hybrid shoe is boring, which is usually a sign it works. Start with walking, easy gym sessions, or light circuits. Then add short runs in small increments. Half a mile is reasonable. Your calf, Achilles, plantar tissues, and shins all need time to adapt to a firmer, lower profile platform. A wet footprint or 30-second single leg balance test can give you some rough observations about your foot, but they are not a diagnosis and they do not automatically mean you need an insole. If pain develops or the same shin symptoms keep returning, that is the moment to get evaluated by a podiatrist, sports medicine clinician, or physical therapist. Not after 6 more stubborn workouts because the shoe was expensive. I get asked a few versions of the same question all the time, so let me clear out the common mistakes. A lot of guys think more cushioning is always better for the joints. The truth is, more cushioning is just more cushioning. In some men, it helps. In others, it changes mechanics in a way that actually increases loading. Comfort is useful information, but it is not the same thing as function. A shoe that feels like a couch for 5 minutes in the store can feel unstable and awkward under real training load. Another one. Can I deadlift heavy in the Cloud X3 because it feels firmer than a running shoe? You can. I just would not call it the smart default. For moderate lifts, sure. For heavy pulls, you want less compression and less guesswork. I see this mistake a lot with men who want one stylish shoe for everything. The deadlift does not care if the shoe looks clean, it cares whether you can create a stable base. Then there is the belief that the right shoe prevents injury. I wish that were true. It would make life simpler for everyone. Shoes can help or hurt, but they do not overrule training load, sleep, mechanics, recovery, body weight, tissue capacity, and common sense. The shoe is part of the system, not the whole system. A bad plan in a decent shoe is still a bad plan. One more. If the Cloud X3 is called a hybrid, some guys assume it should handle any combination of lifting and running. No. Hybrid means compromise, not magic. It works best when both sides of the equation stay moderate. Moderate loads, short runs, mixed sessions. The moment one side becomes the priority, the better move is usually a more specific shoe. There is no shame in owning two pairs. Your feet will survive the emotional complexity. So what would I actually tell you to do if you are considering the Cloud X3? Step 1. Be honest about your training. If you mainly lift heavy, get a lifting shoe. If you mainly run, get a daily trainer. If your week is mixed and your runs are usually 1 to 4 miles, the Cloud X3 is in the conversation. Step 2. Look at your feet and your history, not just the brand. If you have flexible flat feet, a history of shin pain, or a wide forefoot, be more cautious. Those are not deal breakers, but they raise the odds that a neutral, lower profile hybrid will ask too much from you. Step 3. Transition gradually. Use the shoe first for walking and gym sessions, then add short runs in small jumps. Your tissues adapt slower than your motivation. Step 4. Watch for mismatch signals. Medial shin tenderness, heel slippage, lateral foot cramping, hot spots, and worsening knee collapse during squats all count. Those are not tiny annoyances to ignore. They are early feedback. My view, after looking at the design and after seeing how men actually train, is pretty simple. The OnCloud X3 is a legitimate hybrid shoe for moderate lifting and short runs. It is not a replacement for a dedicated lifter. It is not a true daily trainer for longer mileage. It sits in the middle, and for the right man, the middle is exactly what he needs. For the wrong man, it is a compromise that becomes noticeable by the end of the week. That is usually how good gear works, by the way. Not with grand promises, with fit, context, the right tool for the right job, slightly less exciting marketing, slightly happier knees. And since performance is never just about shoes, it is also worth paying attention if your workouts feel harder than they should, your recovery is slipping, or your body just does not feel like itself anymore. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VEDMA for free, or order labs through our special offer at ved-mah.com.